Welcome to The Favorites. I am Chad Millman of the Action Network. This was the Super Contest edition. Now it's just the Blackjack and Chad entertain you and each other with coming up with five picks that we're going to agree on for this weekend. And we're going to try to do it without hating on each other before...
Because you are the worst person at taking direction I have ever met in my life. Not 5 minutes before this show starts, we all decide, you, me, our producer, we're not going to say five picks. We're just going to see what we agree on. And what's the first word out of your mouth? Where Blackjack and I agree on five picks. I mean, how many times?
I'm distracted by your shirt.
Yeah, because it's beautiful, and you're wearing yet another black fleece pullover.
I'm distracted by the amount of chest hair that is coming out.
If you think that's a lot, sweetheart, I can make it more. All right?
Honest to God.
Really let it breathe.
This is, honest to God, this is like, I feel like I'm getting Miami Vice, the 40th anniversary. And like, Don Johnson, you know, 40 pounds heavier in the same shirt.
I don't know that Don Johnson really went for the patterns like this. He was more of a straight pastel neon kind of guy.
It's got like purple and turquoise.
It's called Paisley.
Paisley. Paisley shirt.
Yes. That's right.
Listen, don't forget, everybody, you can get this live on January 28th at 6 p.m. at Foley's in Manhattan. We're doing a live podcast. It's going to be me. It's going to be Blackjack, who's been blabbering. It's going to be Paul LaDuca. It's going to be Jeff Schwartz. Blackjack and Paul LaDuca are going to get behind the bar. Scooch is going to make an appearance. I've promoted this. We already sold out. It's free tickets, but we allotted a certain number of signups. We already had the allotted number of signups. We had to open it up so more people can come sign up because we had more demand than we had actually expected. So we have more room with space. Go sign up. Go to actionnetwork.com/favorites. Go sign up. So you can see Blackjack and me and all the other boys from The Favorites, plus some special guests. Surprise guests. Guess who's back? Guess who's back after an extended vacation?
Who's back, Chad?
Georgina.
Happy New Year, fellas. Thank you for the lovely gifts you sent me.
Georgina, listen. Do you have an iTunes review for us?
iTunes review. Subject, the tension is electric. User, Tipper City. Both gentlemen are dynamite handicappers. As an added bonus, the listeners are subjected to the will they, won't they tension between Chad and Blackjack. Plus, Georgina has a great voice. Nice one, Tipper City. Appreciate it.
This is one of the first reviews that didn't
bash you.
Specifically come after me.
Yeah. Also, the will they or won't they drama, right. While I can't disagree with it, I also don't know what exactly it is.
Will we or won't we what?
But also, I do understand that it's there. It's palpable.
Yeah, it is palpable. There was actually a comment towards me on Twitter, you know, because we did a podcast that came out on Wednesday with Scooch, and we talked a lot about life in the beginning.
Of course you did.
And
that's what I put on when it's nap time.
Yeah. And so one listener, ironic that you said it like that, one listener said, I wish they would just get to the picks.
Yeah.
And I wrote it was ironic because the beginning of the podcast was about how this was going to be the year of kindness.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're trying the year of kindness thing, which is great. But man, when you have an open microphone and nobody to stop you on the other side, because Scooch is too nice. He's just too nice. He'll let you go. You will just ramble on and on about some crap.
Ramble on.
Like that, Scooch is like the nicest guy. Like he, you'll go on one of these tirades about just idiotic nonsense, and Scooch will be like, yeah, that's interesting. He's just too nice.
What did you think was idiotic about what I said? You don't think it should be the year of kindness? You don't think that we should all pledge to live up to our potential this year and every year? You don't think we should move the needle? You don't think I'm walking over here from our office thinking, am I doing enough to move the needle today? You don't think any of that is important?
If that's what you're thinking, you need to try thinking either a little harder or a little differently.
No, on the way over here, actually, I recounted my entire workout for you.
You did, and then shadow boxed in the elevator. So I don't think moving the needle was really on your mind.
It was when we got in the elevator. When we turned the corner onto 37th Street off of Madison, I thought to myself, am I moving the needle today?
The answer is no so far. The answer is no.
How do you know what I've done from 8:30?
Because you told me your entire routine.
I know, but I got to the office early. Like, I was sending emails. I was talking to people.
I'm sure those emails were so important.
I'm running a company, man.
Like, allegedly.
We got some games.
Yeah, we do.
We got, like, divisional playoffs going on.
We do. This is my favorite week of the playoffs.
Last week, by the way, we liked the Texans. Didn't win that one. But we did like the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. We did like the Chargers. Mm-hmm. We did like the Eagles at +5. Although I will remind you that I ended up betting the Bears at -3.5 on the live betting.
We didn't like the Eagles. I like the Eagles. You were sitting here being the Chicago homer that you are.
Yeah.
Telling me how the Bears defense was so great. And Mitch Trubisky, he's got it all figured out. Yeah, that worked out. Defense doesn't win in the NFL anymore.
Mitch Trubisky isn't the reason they lost that game. Matt Nagy is the reason they lost that game. I don't need to rehash all the ways in which that game
or your defense couldn't get a stop in the fourth quarter when it mattered.
It was disappointing.
That vaunted Bears defense.
It was upsetting.
Yeah.
Did not go well.
Nope. Sure didn't. But
and then we liked Clemson on the money line.
On the money line at +196.
Yeah. I went all in on
one of us actually bet that game.
Yeah, I forgot.
You forgot to bet the 2-1 dog that we took on our show. You forgot.
I did.
How do you do that? This wasn't Western Michigan versus Southern Illinois.
Like I said,
it was a national championship game.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Over the weekend.
Oh, shit. Can we get Scooch?
Over the weekend, I had to go to Staten Island. We visited my in-laws, right?
I told you you'd get to hear about this. I just didn't think it'd be on our show.
And so I was there all day. And then we had to stop somewhere in the city on the way back. I didn't get home until really late. And then on Sunday, I was focused on the football games. And then Monday, I was working all day. And then we ended up having a meeting, a senior staff meeting, because, you know, I'm senior staff. And it was like a two-hour meeting.
Company exists a year. Everyone's senior staff.
It was a two-hour meeting, 5:30 to 7:30. And then, like, as soon as it was over, I, like, had to do about 8 million things. And I just all of a sudden realized the game's on. I got to sit down and watch it, and I never bet it.
You could have live bet it. I live bet it as well. I doubled on that.
Georgina, take us out of this death spiral of a conversation.
Indianapolis at Kansas City, Chiefs by 5.5.
Kansas City, if you take the Colts here, you are falling into a trap. The Indianapolis Colts have had a nice year. They've overachieved. That's great, okay? Andrew Luck is back. He's playing fantastic. Wonderful. But that roster is still not anywhere near as talented as Kansas City's, okay? It's not. Look at the skill position players on offense. They do not have the offense to hang with Kansas City. People are forgetting how good Kansas City was, and they're overvaluing Indianapolis. That's why you've got reverse line movement on this game. Everyone in the damn world is betting Indianapolis, and the number has gone up. Okay? Kansas City's the play here. Lay the 5.5. I don't want to hear about what the Chiefs did in 1995 in the playoffs at home with Joe Montana or Elvis Gerback under center. I don't care. I don't care about last year. This is a different team with different players. They have a different offense. Kansas City, minus the points.
All right, so just to back up some of your claims here, I want to fact check you. 69% of the money is coming in on the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the Action Network app. It's a free app. You can download it, get all this information. 57% of the bets are coming in on the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
So you're right. It's a reverse line move here.
I know. That's why I said it. And what does that generally tell you in gambling, Chad?
I'm struggling with this one.
Mm-hmm. That tells you to bet Kansas City. Vegas wants to take all the Colts money they can take. Keep giving it.
So a couple things. A couple things on this. First and foremost, the Chiefs' defense.
Defense doesn't matter.
Is really bad.
You're not wrong, but come playoff time.
I'm not talking about winning.
Listen.
I'm not. Can I finish?
In the playoffs, what
can
matters.
Can I finish? I let you speak. You were loud. You were louder than your shirt. Okay?
So what?
Can I finish?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah. If you don't stop talking. If you stop talking.
We'll see.
The Chiefs defense is really bad. This game has Kansas City by 10 points, Kansas City by 12 points late into the game. And then Andrew Luck does what he does and makes a furious comeback. I'm not betting money line here on the Colts. I'm not buying into the idea that they're a team that is going to beat the Chiefs. I am buying into the idea that they are a dangerous team late in the game when they are down by a lot, and Andrew Luck is the kind of quarterback who consistently can bring his team back, especially like long drives when things seem completely hopeless. The guy is a master at this. So if you're telling me I've got 5.5, what I'm telling you is that I'm probably going to wait because I could see this line going up, and I want to get the Colts as a big a number as at big a number as I possibly can.
The only number I would like the Colts at is 7. Anything under 7, I like Kansas City. Kansas City wins this game by more than a touchdown.
You know what? I don't really know what the construct of our show is right now, but I will tell you.
That was a great note to drop to the audience. Glad you guys are listening. Don't really know what this is.
I feel like we sort of had gone on a path where we were going to try to agree on some games.
We
and
have to.
Bet them together.
Yes. That's the construct.
Okay. I would like to bet you in this game.
You want to bet straight up? Just head to head?
Yeah. Because I have decided I like the Colts at 5.5.
All right. You want to bet $100 on it?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right. Dallas. Wait. Georgina, you're up.
Dallas at Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles by 7.
I don't like this game, but I like Dallas a little bit at this number. I think that the Rams, you look back at the Rams over the season, they struggled against the spread. Good team, not great against the spread. Dallas has shown they can run the ball and play defense, which what does that usually do? Usually limits opponents' possessions, slows the game down. 7 points. I bet Dallas at the 7. I took the 7. I don't love it. I don't feel great about it, but I think Dallas is the right side.
Defense, front 7, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper. Those have all been highlights for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. We were on the Cowboys last week. We liked them at -1.5. We bet them. I agree with you. We're going to side on this together. This is an interesting number to me. I think bookmakers got it wrong. And I think part of the problem is that bookmakers are slow. You know, there's been a big conversation the past couple of years. Home, the underdogs are 14-1 against the spread in the playoffs. So I forgot how long that goes back. Go follow Action Network, at Action Network HQ on Twitter, and you'll see that stat. It's been really interesting. And I think part of the problem is that bookmakers have a really hard time making adjustments for teams late in the year because they don't like to over-adjust. And Scooch and I have talked about this a lot. They don't like to over-adjust. They're making their adjustments in very small increments over 3 to 4 weeks of a season. So you get to the end of the year, and it's the teams like the Eagles and the teams like the Cowboys where you haven't really figured out who they are, and then they get strong at the end of the year, and all of a sudden they're a different team than they were in the beginning, and bookmakers haven't made that adjustment yet because if they do adjust too much, then it throws their lines out of whack, and like then they get caught sort of in no man's land and having to move lines too much, and then they get middled by people like the middle monster. Right?
Right.
And so, right. What I think here is that bookmakers haven't adjusted the Cowboys enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think that's been the case largely since the Amari Cooper trade. They've gotten better and better. The offense just works a lot better. I mean, even with the detriment that is Jason Garrett, they're just playing a lot better. Dak Prescott's used his tight ends more. He's used all of his receivers more. They've had a little bit of explosiveness down the field, and their defense plays really well. So, +7. Yeah, I'm on Dallas, but I'm kind of holding my nose while I do it.
I don't know why you're holding your nose.
Because the Rams are one of those teams that could come out and put 38 on the board, and the first quarter could be over and they could be up 17-0. I mean, they could. They're one of those teams with a week off. Sean McVay could come out with some game plan that's a bunch of shit we've never seen before, and the Rams may just run away with it. I don't know. I mean, maybe we get the Cowboys of week 7 and they come out and lay an egg. I don't know.
By the way,
fully trust Dallas.
The Rams could do that every week.
Of course they
could.
And
they didn't do that at all in the second half of the season.
I know, but this is playoff game.
They covered
off
once
a bye. They've
in
had
the
time.
Second half of the season.
I know.
And that was against the Detroit Lions in Detroit. And the Lions.
And who did you bet in that game?
I bet the Lions.
Yeah, you did, right.
But the Lions like had
number
a chance
was 9.5
to cover that game.
Yeah.
Look, like, I lost some games. What do you want me to do? Like, I won more than I lost. Look at my record in the app. Go download the Free Action Network app. You can see my record.
I just remember you wanted the Lions in that game. Told me you had a Pro Bowl quarterback in Matt Stafford.
He was in the Pro Bowl once, wasn't he?
You and Jeff Schwartz should have that conversation. Jeff Schwartz says Matt Stafford's a Hall of Famer.
He and I discussed that.
Hall of Famer.
And I think that's ridiculous.
It's insane.
It is so
ludicrous.
Absurd. He's like the Kelly Trepuka of the NFL. Kelly Trepuka, like, who played in the NBA in the 80s, put up great numbers. It's a product of the offense.
All right.
Dan Issel. Did Dan Issel make the Hall of Fame?
Wow. You're really showing your age here.
This morning, I gave a speech to everybody in the office about parenting.
Okay. Most of the people you gave that speech to still live with their parents.
I know. That's why I felt like an idiot when I was giving it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, next. So we agree on this, right, Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Los Angeles Chargers at New England Patriots by 4. So what are the chances of a Los Angeles Super Bowl?
You know what's weird? I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, me neither.
I hadn't even, because I constantly forget the Chargers are in L.A.
Yeah.
I called them San Diego today, talking to Scott. I don't know what it is. The Rams?
Scott who? Do you want to tell people?
Scott Miller at our office, the man who really keeps things running while you're screwing around.
Not denying it.
I don't know why, but the Rams like stuck, like they're the LA Rams, but the Chargers are still San Diego to me.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like a mental block. Hadn't considered the possibility of an all LA Super Bowl.
You're prone to those.
But I love the Chargers in this game. Suck it, New England.
Why?
Suck it.
Tell me why.
Because the Chargers are built for this game. They are built for this game. The Chargers have a pass rush that gets home, okay? They struggle with a guy like Lamar Jackson last week who can move around and evade that pass rush. But you got guys there who can get home in a big way in Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, right? So Brady's going to have a tough time. Also, Brady is struggling right now because the Patriots' run game is awful. It's like 28th in the NFL. Weapons-wise, Gronkowski looks like he's 53 years old trying to run routes. It's painful to watch. It's Julian Edelman and nothing else. Josh Gordon is gone. The weapons are just not there, which means it takes more time for Brady to get the ball out of his hand, more time for pressure to get there, and those intermediate routes that Edelman loves to run, the Chargers defend that best. The thing where that defense is susceptible is on deep throws. And the Patriots don't have a deep threat. They don't have one. And then you look at the way the Chargers have played on offense. Listen, you know what it takes to beat the Patriots. It's going to be close. It's going to be a dogfight. This has been the best season of Phillip Rivers' career. He's got the most talented players he's ever had around him. Top to bottom on that roster. absolutely the best team he's had. I think they go in there and they win outright.
This is so interesting, right? I agree with everything you've said. We have loved the Chargers this year. We have played them so much. We were both on the Chargers on the money line last weekend, if I'm correct.
You are correct about us being on them last week.
Yeah. What do you mean? We've been on them all year.
We bet the Chargers once this season.
I've bet them a lot this year.
Okay. Well, on this show, we took them one time, and they didn't cover.
No, that was the Broncos. Yeah. We took them -7 against the Broncos, and they did not cover.
I bet the LA Chargers before last week two times all season.
I bet him a bunch this year. You can go to the Action Network app and you can check it out.
But having said that, this is a perfect spot for them.
So what's also interesting is all the reasons you gave are the reasons I would normally give as to why you would like an underdog. I think I like the Patriots.
This is a fucking joke, right? It's a joke.
I'm having a hard... Look. Here's the thing. Right now, let me look at the app here. 70% of the money, 61% of the tickets are on the Chargers.
What does that tell you? Those percentages?
Yeah. It tells me the same things that...
No, there's no reverse movement in this. Line's moving the right way. Line's moving with the money.
Yeah. That's not what I was going to say.
Okay. So what's it telling you?
It's telling me that... Sometimes I like to go against the public. I want to fade the public. Okay. And I've got a short line, okay? And I've got a home team that has proven, and I'm not a fan of precedent as prologue when it comes to betting, but this is a hard one to ignore. In Foxborough, in the playoffs, off a bye, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, short home favorite, potentially 3 to 5 inches of snow.
I don't give a damn about the snow.
All of these factors are looking at and I'm thinking...
Tom Brady's not Tom Brady. Listen, nobody bet the Patriots more than I did this year. Nobody. But Tom Brady's not Tom Brady anymore. You can't tell me he is. You watch the same games I did. You can't tell me Tom Brady looks the same way he used to look. He doesn't. He doesn't have the weapons around him. He doesn't have the arm strength anymore. He's not the same dude. Phil Rivers, on the other hand, just impregnated his wife for the 9th time.
That's insane, by the way.
Showing the world what kind of man he is. Potent. Like,
fucking use some birth control.
Listen, it doesn't matter if you use birth control. That man's around. He looks at you wrong way you get pregnant.
Listen, I have 2 kids, and we're exhausted. And we barely even talk to these kids anymore.
He's working on 9.
He's got 9 kids, and I think they're all younger than my kids.
Yeah, they are. Young kids. Yeah. It's been like 9 kids in like 13 years. It's like almost an impossibility. But.
I mean, his poor wife has been pregnant for like.
So think about that.
Almost 20 years.
Think about that, all right? Yeah, her natural state is just pregnant. You're concerned about 3 to 5 inches of snow. Philip Rivers has 9 kids at home. Do you think he's concerned about the snow?
No.
There's also a reason why the Chargers have played well on the road. Gets him the hell out of the house.
Yeah.
He's happy to be on the road. They are 9-0 outside of Los Angeles. Think about that for a minute. He's just happy to be in a hotel for a couple of days.
See, I think, you know, there's plenty of people who are like me about parenting. I think Philip Rivers is the opposite. I actually think he loves the warm embrace of his family. And when he gets home, I feel like, oh, daddy, you're home. I love you. It's like, that's not what I get. And I feel like...
Philip Rivers strikes you as the warm, fuzzy type? Really?
I think
the guy who walks around with a bolo tie and like screams at people?
I think like when he is at home, like... You don't have 9 kids unless, like, you love having kids, right?
Maybe he just likes making kids.
It's possible, but there are ways to stop having the kids. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
And so
who knows what's going on there?
And so I feel like he is not happy to be away from his family. I would not be surprised if, like, he sees this as an opportunity. You know, I know a lot of parents who, like, every time they go on a trip, they think, oh, it'd be fun to bring my kids. It's a good opportunity for them. Like, his kids might never have seen snow. He might be thinking, oh, my God, kids, let's all rent a plane and
either
go to
way,
Foxborough.
He's excited. Either way, he's looking forward to this. It's a good trip for him. He likes going on the road. He wins on the road. Did you see when he ran for that first down against Baltimore? He gets up, he does the first down thing. So emphatic.
He could have nine kids making snow angels at Foxborough before the game.
I love everything about Phillip Rivers, what's going on this year. I love it. I love it. I like that team, the roster. Anthony Lynn, better head coach than I thought he'd be when he was in Buffalo. Congratulations. Yeah, Chargers. I think the Chargers win this game outright.
It's one of those weird things. Like, are the Chargers getting overhyped and everybody's on them?
They were 12-4 this year, man.
Yeah, I know.
Better record than New England.
I was on them all year. Go look at the Action Network app.
I don't care.
Just wonder if it's time to fade them.
Well, you're going to have to make a decision. Why the fuck is the background on your phone a glass of water with a piece of lemon in it?
My younger kid took the picture, and I never changed it because I love my children like Phillip Rivers loves his children.
You don't love your kids? You just got done talking about people who parent like you, which means like half-assed and lackadaisical.
Well, my wife doesn't parent that way, so we're all in as a couple. And he took this picture and like asked if I would leave it as a screensaver. I said, sure. And then he did it again. It became like a theme. He's like, when we're in a restaurant sometimes, he'll take a picture of a glass of water with a lemon in it and say, Dad, this is going to be your new screensaver.
Does he ever try anything? I mean, is he trolling you? Is it? I mean,
it wouldn't surprise me.
All right. Chargers, Patriots, what are you doing? Do you have a feeling on the total, maybe?
I think I just feel like I want to bet the Patriots. So we're not going to agree on it.
This show is rapidly going to turn into, it's going to go from us trying to agree on picks to us just betting head-to-head. That's what this is going to be.
It's possible. All right, let's do another. Let's do 50 on the Chargers-Patriots.
Fine, deal.
Okay. All right. Next one.
Philadelphia at New Orleans, Saints by 8.
You go first.
I think the Saints are going to kill him.
I'm on the Eagles. To be fair, I took the Eagles when it opened at plus 10. 10's too many points to give Big Dick Nick.
I looking at this, like, a couple things here. Number one, don't forget, as we all know, I bet the Saints 18-1 to win the Super Bowl way back in the summer. So I do have a couple strategies here. Like, if this game, I could start betting the Eagles on the money line now because I might start hedging.
Wait till it starts. Live bet it.
Well, then I was going to wait until it, like, the Saints are up 7-0 and it's plus 500, and I'll, you know, put like less money down on the Eagles to win it all, and I will win more money than if the Saints win the Super Bowl. So I am going to live bet the Eagles at plus whatever when they're losing, so I can hedge. I think the Bears exposed so many things in the Eagles' defense.
In their loss.
In their loss. And also exposed what they didn't do that the Saints will do. There's two things. One, Mitch Trubisky threw over the top of that defense and exposed those defensive backs. And Drew Brees, newsflash, better than Mitch Trubisky, right? So all the things that Mitch Trubisky did really well.
But he hasn't been throwing the ball downfield a lot.
Did really well. Drew Brees will have the chance to do. With a much, much better receiving core, number one. Number two, what the Bears didn't do that they should have done that would have won them the game is get the ball to Tariq Cohen. He was their best playmaker. Get him in space. Get him on the edge. Those defensive backs would have had no chance against him. Drew Brees is going to get the ball to Alvin Kamara. This Saints team is just going to be much better. Much, much better offensively than the Eagles.
Bears also would have won if they got a stop on fourth down.
True.
Greatest defense ever to step foot on a football field.
That's true.
Couldn't get a fourth down stop.
I agree.
Here's my problem. Everything you just said is right. in terms of the Eagles defense, that secondary, a mess. I mean, who the hell even knows who they trot out week to week in the secondary anymore? It's disastrous. Better receivers, better playmakers, better quarterback. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I have an apprehension. Logic.
Neither was your take on the Patriots. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
No,
I gave
it wasn't.
Real. I gave.
No,
I,
it wasn't.
I think the number is too short for a team at home that has been to the Super Bowl many years and has proven
that
it
doesn't
can
matter this year
and has proven it can compete.
Not the same team,
I'm giving
sugar.
Up the benefit of the doubt.
It ain't the same team.
Well, part of it is the same team.
Okay. It's still not the same team.
I'm betting the number. That's the point.
Oh, you're betting the number.
So telling me I don't know is not anything. It's
I'm afraid
some
of standing in front of Big
and a
Dick
Paisley
Nick.
Shirt.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of getting in front of that train. All right. I don't know what it is, Chad, but the Eagles put him under center, and shit just works. It just does. I don't know, man. Yeah, I think the Saints win the game. Do I think they roll them? No.
I don't know,
also,
man. I don't know,
also,
man.
Also, this
People
Eagles
are
team,
listening to this podcast
shut the
to
fuck
make
up,
decisions.
All right?
And
I'm talking.
Your reasoning is,
I'm talking.
I don't know. Big Dick Nick, I can't get in front of that train.
I can't, because sometimes in sports, Chad, these things just happen. Okay? Sometimes you just get a feeling about something. Like last week when I told you the Bears kicking game sucked and they were going to leave points on the field. I told you that, remember?
No.
Yeah. Well, I did. Go back and listen to it. I don't know. I have a problem laying over a touchdown with Nick Foles there. That team is markedly better with him. It's inexplicable. Also, the Eagles have this weird fucking thing where, you remember last year in the playoffs, they were wearing the dog masks. The fact that they were an underdog at home as the one seed motivated that team. You don't think they're going to be motivated by the fact that the Saints just fucking curb stomped them earlier this year? That they're not going to go in there and at least make this a game?
Sean Payton, this week.
Yeah, I know. The trophy, the money, the ring.
Wheeled in the Lombardi Trophy.
I read ESPN too.
On top of a stack of $225,000 in cash, said, "You want this?
Okay.
Go win three fucking games."
It's $200,000 in cash, but
225.
It was two.
225.
They get 201 if they win the whole thing.
Didn't
so.
Read the story closely enough. 225.
I'm gonna slap you.
$50.
What's the number we're betting on here? 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Let's do it.
Okay.
By the way, the show format has just changed live on the air.
Well, listen, what I like about this is it's giving us options.
It is.
When we don't like the bets, we can bet each other. When
That's
we
true.
Do like the bets, we can bet together.
That's it. All right.
Here's one for you. Here's one for you.
Oh, God.
Georgina, we got a little surprise for the listeners. We're going off NFL.
This is new. Give me an MLB over-under, please. No idea what that means.
Season win totals came out this week. Season win totals for Major League
early.
Baseball. Really early. Before free agency signing. But I got one that I like.
All right, I got a few. Go ahead.
Chicago White Sox over 74.5 wins.
I don't hate that.
Shine John Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Friends with
Manny Machado.
Signed Yonder Alonso.
Brother-in-law of Manny Machado.
One of two teams rumored to be in the Manny Machado sweepstakes.
Yeah, I like their over even without Machado.
I'm hedging. I'm betting. Betting on the White Sox. Betting.
God damn you.
Once had a birthday party at Comiskey. It wasn't my birthday. It was a friend's.
No. Call it by its name.
What is it now?
First rate mortgage or
yeah.
some shit.
But, you know, back when I was growing up, it was called Comiskey.
Yeah.
And Harold Baines hit a home run.
Hall of Famer, Harold Baines.
It's a little weird one. Don't think. In retrospect, probably doesn't deserve it.
A lot of people disagree with that one.
Yeah. But I was always a big fan, number three for the White Sox.
That's great.
Back in their win and ugly days.
So you're a White Sox fan?
No, Cubs.
Okay, there we go. So you were just a fan of the White Sox when they were winning.
True story.
You're though. That guy.
No, true story. Yeah. True story. So as you know, I used to work at ESPN. I had a pretty big job there. And every year we would go to, we would do something with Barack Obama. He's famous.
We know. We've seen the pictures on your Instagram.
Yeah. About, this was the first time I met him, not the second.
It's you and Barack Obama and you and mommy.
That was the second time I met him.
By the way, it was suggested to me on Instagram that I follow your mom. I'm not lying about that.
My mom's not on Instagram.
Yes, she is.
Oh, right. She is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I follow her.
I did not do it because I thought that would be weird, but it was suggested by the app that I follow your mom.
I should probably follow her. So we went to the White House for the brackets, and I got to go. I was like, you know, an executive who went. And at the end of it,
it's the longest humble brag.
You get to meet him, right? And so like, all I cared about, like, you're in the Roosevelt room, I think, and they've got great furniture in there, and like in the bathroom they've got like these great great towels that are like,
get to
really
the fucking
nice
point,
cottony paper towels that I stole, right? All I'm thinking is, when he says it's time to take a picture, I got to talk to the guy. So he says, all right, let's take a picture, and sort of I beeline to the front, and I'm standing in front of him, and Andy Katz, who had brought me there to the brackets, introduces me and said, it's Chad Millman. He runs ESPN and digital, and you know, he's from Chicago. And the president's like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I'm like, hey, how about the White Sox? He goes, you're a fan? I'm like, yeah. And I'm not a fan. But I felt like I wanted to make a connection.
So you lied to the president of the United States.
Yeah. I did.
Wow.
Well, but the thing is, I'm not saying I'm not a fan. Like, when they do well, I'm excited. But like, I'm much more of a Cubs fan than a White Sox fan.
Of course you are. The White Sox aren't bougie enough for you.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I'm a North Side guy. Like, grew up in the North
There's
Shore.
There's a shocker.
And like, my dad grew up in the North Side. We didn't really, you know, have a relationship with the South Side.
It's just
so,
a real shame you couldn't get into Northwestern to complete this picture.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even apply. So anyways.
Credit to you for knowing your limits.
White Sox, 74.5.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I also like the Colorado Rockies over 82, I believe it is. Talking about a team.
Let's do the White Sox together.
Okay. Yeah, we can bet that. But I like Colorado, for those of you who are looking for more. Bringing back essentially the same team as last year, and that division got worse. I mean, the Dodgers, I think, will take a little bit of a step back, but everyone else has taken a major step back. Somebody's got to win games there other than L.A. I think it's Colorado. I also like Milwaukee's over and the Mets over.
What do you think of Troy Tulowitzki? Rockies aren't going to be as good without him.
You're just fucking with me now. I never know because I don't know the depth of your knowledge in anything other than the NFL. So, says the man who forgot to bet the national title game.
It's good times. Listen, don't forget, we got a live podcast on January 28th, 6 p.m. Foley's in Manhattan. You can go to actionnetwork.com/favorites and you can sign up. This has been The Favorites from the Action Network. I am Chad Millman. That was Blackjack Fletcher. You can catch us on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which means we'll be back on Monday with Jeff Schwartz and Paul LaDuca. Until next time, don't forget, download the podcast, Apple Podcasts. What is it?
Radio.com.
Radio.com/TheFavorites.
No. Every fucking week.
What is it?
Radio.com/TheActionNetwork.
Really? Radio.com/TheActionNetwork or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks for listening.